Yes. Good morning. I'm Grant Shue. Guess what? It's time for Great Moments in History. This day, 2017, former star pitcher Roy Halladay of the Cy Young Award winner in both leagues and the face of the Toronto Blue Jays franchise for most of the 2000s died when the plane he was piloting crashed in the Gulf of Mexico. He was 40. Oh, another death. 2016, Leonard Cohen, the iconic writer, poet, composer, baritone voice, singer, songwriter, who gave us Hallelujah, you know that one, died in Los Angeles at the age of 82. Oh, to go back in time with some cash. 2013, shares of Twitter went on sale to the public for the first time, leaping more than 70% above their initial offering price of $26. $26, wow. When it was all said and done, there was a value of $31 billion put on it. Wow. I want to go back in time. 2007, the Canadian dollar closed at $1.10 U.S. Think about that. You actually were ahead. Yeah, the highest level since 1950. Of course, then 2008 rolled around and that changed. 2004, baseball player Jason Bay from Trail, B.C., became the first Canadian and first Pittsburgh Pirate to be chosen as the National League's Rookie of the Year. Go Canada. 1999. Tiger Woods became the first golfer since Ben Hogan in 1953 to win four straight tournaments. Oh, that's hardly talent. Four straight PGA tournaments. I'm telling you, that's crazy. Okay. 1983, the world's first successful single lung transplant was performed in Toronto. Tom Hall, 58-year-old hardware executive, lived for another 6 years after receiving the lung of a 13-year-old car accident victim. Wow. 1944, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term in office, defeating Thomas E. Dewey. A later amendment to the U.S. Constitution bars presidents from serving more than two consecutive terms. 1918. Evangelist Billy Graham was born in Charlotte, North Carolina. Graham became the single greatest evangelist in the modern era, reaching millions on radio, television, and film. The son of a farmer, Graham was ordained in 1939. 10 years later, he turned to large-scale evangelism, toured the United States and Europe. He'd fill stadiums, for crying out loud. Ooh, super Canadian history. 1885, the last spike was driven at Craigellachie in BC's Eagle Pass, completing the Canadian Pacific Railway's transcontinental line. Donald Smith, sounds like a fake name, doesn't it? Principal CPR shareholder, did the honors. Though the line stretching from Montreal to Port Moody, B.C., was expected to take 10 years to construct. Good old Canadian ingenuity and some craziness. Completed it in less than five. What is an engineering feat for you? 1836. Three men from Britain flew 770 kilometers from London to Germany in a balloon. Took them 18 hours. That was in 1836. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And on this date in 1807, the Lewis and Clark expedition sighted the Pacific Ocean at the mouth of the Columbia River. Well, that's nice. Okay, so there you go. News, weather, sports, the real stuff coming up after Kelsey Ballerini. If you go down.